Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans is currently working as a parish priest in Welkomen, Free State. His preaching today is entitled, Leaving All for Christ.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, We have given up everything and followed you. Jesus said, Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first. The Gospel of the Lord. Self-love is a biggest competitor in following Christ. Oftentimes, as Christians and as people, we set up conditions on following Christ. And without having these conditions met, we find it extremely hard to follow the path of Christianity. Today we are challenged in the gospel to give up these conditions and follow the Lord by leaving everything. Being a follower of Jesus has a cost. At the same time, it comes with many benefits. But the promise of Jesus in today's gospel is one of those peculiar ones, because he has promised lands, he has promised homes, friends, brothers and sisters in this present age. And this in many ways depends partly on us. These lands promised, these homes promised, these welcoming communities that Jesus has promised. We have a role, we have a part to play as Christians. We have to be a brother. We have to be sisters to other Christians and sometimes even non-Christians. The promise of Jesus has a practical side. And the practical side is what we should fulfill as his followers. As we are approaching Lent, in few hours to come, we should be asking ourselves, am I a friend who can accompany others in their troubles? Or is our church a community, a place where others feel welcome? We have to fulfill this practical side, because it partly is our role. It is partly our place to fulfill. Amen.